In 2017, Bruce Seifert found a letter in his mailbox. It was from the Indiana Football Hall of Fame.
It said that I had been nominated to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Seifert, a football coach from Indianapolis, considered it a huge honor. But something began to bug him.
In my heart, I just felt that they had kind of picked the wrong guy.
He says he thought about that a lot. He even prayed about it, and it became clear what he should do. Here's Only a Game's Gary Wallach.
Back in the early 80s, Bob Tully was an assistant football coach at Roncalli High, a private Catholic school on the south side of Indianapolis. One day, he made his way to a coach's meeting.
I walked into the gymnasium and I heard this laughing and giggling.
It was coming from Bruce and another assistant named Ken LaRose.
Throwing each other off of the top of the stage into the wrestling mats. And I made the big mistake of coming in and saying, "What in the world are you guys doing?"
That gave the roughhousing coaches an idea.
I saw Bruce look down and I saw Kenny look down. And the next thing I know, they're jumping down and they're chasing me, catching me and taking me up and throwing me off of the stage into the mats, throwing me around.
Bob Tully is a pretty small guy. The guys tossing him around weren't. They had played for Butler University. Bruce was a 6 foot, 200 pound running back.
He was just an animal. If you ever saw him run the ball for Butler University, you'd know what I meant. He was just an animal. I still have teeth prints on my neck from where Bruce used to grab me and bite me and wrestle me and do those kinds of things.
You actually have teeth marks?
No, I was just kidding you.
Okay, good, good.
But he did bite me a few times.
I think I hadn't had lunch that day, so I was hungry, I guess.
The roughhousing went on for years, but Bruce and Bob's story goes beyond childish antics. In fact, the marks they've made on each other's lives are deep and indelible. When Bob Tully was in high school, he wanted to be an Indiana state trooper.
However, there was a height requirement, and I didn't quite meet it.
The requirement was 5'7". Bob's 5'5". But his stature didn't prevent him from playing football. He earned 4 varsity letters as a running back and 4 more in other sports. He graduated high school in 1960. 2 years later, while still an undergrad at Indiana University, Bob was offered a job at a new high school in Indianapolis called Bishop Chartrand. He took it.
I cleaned bathrooms, I taught a little bit, and I helped coach all sports.
But as far as Bob was concerned, he had moved to Indy for just one reason.
I coached football. That was the main reason that I came up.
Bob juggled his college studies with his new job. He lived on the top floor of the Bishop Chartrand building and made regular trips between Indianapolis and Bloomington.
I loved the experience. My life was a daggone ball of joy at the time. I loved it.
Bob served as Chartrand's assistant football coach until 1969, when the school merged with another to create Roncalli High. He was head coach there from 1970 to 1973, posting a modest record of 21-19. Many credit him with holding the football program together during the difficult merger. Those were Bob's only 4 seasons as head coach. In 1974, he became Roncalli High's athletic director, but he stuck with the football team as an assistant. A few years later, Bruce Seifert joined him on the coaching staff.
Bob is an amazing guy. He has a booming voice when he's coaching, a huge personality, just a great sense of humor, and he was one of the best football coaches I've ever been around.
But Bruce says Bob's personal interest in students is what distinguished him from most football coaches. He says Bob was always making the school rounds.
To motivate kids and relate to kids, whether it's in the classroom or in the cafeteria during lunchtime or Friday nights during games. So just an awesome guy.
As assistants, Bob and Bruce helped lead Roncalli High School to 2 state championships. Then in 1990, Bruce was promoted to head coach. He leaned on Bob during his rookie moments.
I found myself oftentimes on Friday nights, you know, if it was a 4th and 1 out at midfield or 3rd and 4 on the 11-yard line going in, whatever, you know, just asking, hey, Bob, you know, what would you do here? And he'd give suggestions, and they almost always worked.
Bruce was Ron Colley High's head football coach for nearly 3 decades. He won 7 state championships, nearly 250 games, and was coach of the year 12 times. He retired from coaching in 2016, 6 years after Bob did. On paper, Bruce has the much gaudier resume. But Bruce always attributes his success to what he learned from Bob. So a couple years ago, when Bruce got that letter from the Indiana Football Hall of Fame, he thought about Bob.
Nobody has impacted Ron Colley football the way that Bob Tolley has. With all that he had done for the school and thousands of kids and our coaches, Bob was the mentor for all of us. I just felt like he was the true Hall of Famer.
Bruce contacted the Indiana Football Hall of Fame and declared,
if it's possible for the two of us to be inducted, then I can't think of a greater honor than that. But if only one could be nominated, I wanted to withdraw my name and nominate Bob and see what needed to be done to move forward with his nomination.
Bruce waited anxiously for 3 weeks. Then the hall responded.
Bob and I both had been selected to be inducted into the hall. You know, this was the best. To be able to be inducted with Bob, I couldn't have imagined anything being more meaningful than that.
Bruce told Bob the good news.
I was at a loss for words. This was a dream of mine just to be nominated, to have somebody recognize that they thought I was worthy. To have him do that, I don't have the words in my vocabulary to tell you what that means to me.
On August 30, 2018, Bob Tolley and Bruce Seifris were inducted, together, into the Indiana Football Hall of Fame. You have to wonder if, on that occasion, Bruce looked across the stage and, just for old time's sake, thought about throwing Bob off of it.
That's Only Games' Gary Wallach. Bruce Seifris is now executive director of the Catholic Youth Organization for the Indianapolis Archdiocese. Bob Tolley no longer coaches, but he's in his 6th decade at Roncalli High School.